Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got our next guest on the phone. Who is it?
We sure do. We have Victoria Bennett, who is the Program Manager for Open House Melbourne. Victoria, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Victoria, always a pleasure to talk to you. And as a matter of fact, I was saying to Carla earlier that I've probably spoken to you about 20 times over the years between Sunday arts and Friday afternoons.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Now, it must be sort of really disappointing for you that you can't swing those doors open for us to all go in and see the places, but of course you're going to get around it. Tell us, what are you doing?
Yeah, we're pushing ahead regardless. Look, we are taking our program online this year.
Yep.
So it will be, obviously a different way to experience the city and its amazing architecture, but we're actually quite excited, I guess, about some of the opportunities that this shift this year will provide. You know, it's going to give us a chance to do some things that we haven't done before and have a bit of an experiment.
Well, how hard is it, though, you know, like having to go in and film the buildings? You know, like,
how's that, it going to work?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to go in and film every single building in our program, but what we're going to be putting together and curating, I guess, for our audience is a number of different digital content pieces for each of our sites. So we're working really closely with them to utilise content that they might already have that they can, give to us to sort of explore through our website and online and provide people, I guess, an opportunity to really learn a lot more about the site.
Yeah.
One big aspect of it actually is going to be virtual tours as well, which will be a lot like your normal open house experience.
Yeah. Now, what I also love about it, Victoria, is the fact that it's some of the big grand buildings of Melbourne, but then tiny little places as well. I can remember there was a block of apartments or something last year, wasn't there, that you went into?
Yeah, that probably was, I've forgotten the name of it, but it was in North Melbourne, I think.
That's right, yes it was, it was over there, yeah. And it's lovely seeing inside, like Carla was telling me also that she's in a pink Art Deco building over in, what's up?
Parkville.
And it was the old nurses' quarters years ago. That's one you're going to have to suss out, Victoria.
Well, Carla, we'll have to get you. Maybe you can take us for a little virtual tour and we'll get you in the program.
Okay.
Through the apartment block.
that sounds like a really cool. And Melbourne's just got so many beautiful Art Deco buildings, hasn't it?
Mm. It does, yeah. And this year, the shift in the program means that a number of our sites who haven't been able to open their doors physically for people are going to be able to be in the program this year because they can do it digitally. So that's quite exciting for our audience as well.
That's awesome. So are these like sort of, have you had the opportunity to have, because it's now able to be filmed and it's not people sort of traipsing through, that have you reached into your lot of sort of wish list of to die for buildings and approach them? Like, how have they come to be in the program?
Yeah, we've put the net out wide to see who might be interested now that it's a little different. It definitely means that we're able to have a lot of residential properties, which are always incredibly popular in our program. But, of course, they're always very limited. So you have to be, very quick if you can get a ticket to one of those. So this year, with our residential properties, we're not going to be limited to group sizes and times and things like that. So there's going to be a lot more opportunities for people to be able to see and engage with these places that they actually wouldn't have been able to get into had it been a physical event.
Yeah. And, you know, is it getting easier for you? Are people coming, you know, like out of the woodwork saying, hey, you know, like, I've got this fantastic building that I'd love you to use it as part of your open house? Does that happen, or is it still you hunting stuff out?
It does happen more and more. I think, obviously, open house gets more well-known and people start to think that that's something that they'd like to be part of. So we always run a big campaign each year to seek out, you know, people that might be interested. But we also, you know, we do have a hit list. And often we're continuing to work on that hit list and sort of come back year after year and, you know, hope that we get those great places as part of the program.
And Victoria, has there been something this year that you've got and you've gone, yes, we've done it?
Almost. And it's...
Oh, no!
Sorry. It's the worst thing to do in a radio interview. But, yeah, I wish I could. Look, yeah, keep your eyes peeled, hopefully. We'll have a few surprise announcements over the next few weeks as we start to tell you more and more about the program.
What about any personal faves for you, Victoria?
Oh, that's a hard one, isn't it?
It is hard. I think this year we've got the Australian Islamic Centre, which has been part of our program for a number of years now, and this is another great example of one of these incredibly significant and amazing buildings in Melbourne. But it's normally a pre-booked tour, so this year we will actually be scanning it digitally, so you'll be able to experience it, you know, through a VR headset or clicking through on your computer as well. So the opportunity, I guess, to really kind of archive and document a lot of these really significant buildings is going to be some, you know, great content for us.
Now, are you doing that beautiful catalogue that you always do?
No, that's the other big change this year, where because of the timing of everything, it means that we're shifting our focus to do more of this digital content creation.
Yeah, because it would be costing you, wouldn't it, to do all that?
And without, obviously, it's a different way for people to engage with the buildings this year, so they don't necessarily need to access that information via print.
Yep. Now, when's it all happening, Victoria?
It is the 25th and 26th of July, so always the last weekend in July.
Yep.
We will have a number of events and things happening throughout July in the lead-up too, so there'll be lots happening on our website pretty much from the 1st of July onwards.
Right. And what's the website if people want to go and start you know, like getting excited about it?
It's openhousemelbourne.org.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to you, Victoria, again before it all gets rolling for you. And always a pleasure. I just love what you do. So thank you so much, Victoria.
Thanks, David. Well, I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
All right. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, isn't she lovely?
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.